Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Penny Somar to talk about the fourth annual Sugar Plum Fairy Ball. Penny, this is the fourth year of the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball. Tell us a little bit about how it got started.
Well, we think it's a great event. Each year it's grown for us, so we're really happy about the numbers that we've been seeing. It began as a fundraiser and still continues to be a fundraiser for the library expansion project. We were trying to think of things to do to raise money, and I know my granddaughter had been involved with this in another community and enjoyed it so much that I thought maybe it would be a fun thing to try here. And we feel like it's been really successful, and we hope it continues to grow. It's just really a special evening, and it's so fun to see the dads and the daughters come together all dressed up in their Christmas finery, and they kind of make it a just an important date night. They buy corsages, and a lot of them go out to eat dinner beforehand, and a lot of the games and the activities that we have in the evening are set up for the dads and the daughters to do together. A lot of team playing against other dads and daughters and different activities like that. So it's just really an opportunity for them to make special memories together. Kirsten with Treasure Portraits is there, and she takes the pictures of every daddy and daughter, so they have that memory to hang on the wall for years to come. And they play bingo. We have a dessert bar, and we have a DJ, so that's fun to watch the dads dance to the popular music that the kids like. And some of the dads are really good, and other ones are a little bit timid, so we have to coax them along a little bit. But it's just really, really a fun event, and it just makes me so proud to be able to be a part of it.
Now, how's the response been from the daddies and daughters who've been participating over the years to the event?
Well, you know, they keep coming back, so I guess that's a pretty good response. And as I said previously, we've grown in numbers every year. And last year, we found that it was going to be important for us to put a deadline on the ticket sales. There's crafts that they can make during the evening. There's bingo. We do door prizes. So there's lots of things going on. And so knowing the number of people that you're going to have ahead of time is pretty important for us. So there is a deadline for the event. We did say on all of our advertisement that the deadline was December 1st. To buy tickets. We will be extending that to Friday, December 4th. The ages are 5 to 12. I'll add, it doesn't have to be a daddy. If a little girl has a special uncle or cousin or somebody that she wants to bring, that's fine too. We certainly want everybody to be able to participate.
Now, what are some other things people should know in regards to the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball?
The cost is $25 per couple and $10 if you have additional girls. So if you're a dad that has two little girls, then it would be $35. Candy's Flowers does a special on corsages for us for the evening for $10, and you can order those and purchase them from her. And then the pictures that Kirsten takes, it's $10, and then she'll send out a proof. That's why we get the emails from the families. So she'll notify them when they're ready, and they can come and look at the proofs. But everybody will get one picture. And then if they'd like to order more, they certainly can, and we would encourage them to do that.
How can people find out more information about the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball, and where can they purchase tickets?
Tickets are available at iHealth Solutions, and I would also be remiss if I didn't say a big thank you to Lily Mosdom. She's a big help to me. She helps plan the games and does a lot of work on this, so a thank you to her for helping. And tickets are on sale at their business, iHealth Solutions, as well as the Knoxville Public Library and Iowa State Savings Bank. And like I said, there is a deadline, and so you want to make sure that you have your tickets purchased. December 4th will be the cutoff.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest Penny Somar for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for today's news and local information. Remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.